this is Kate Vidalich from FatLossAccelerators.com coming to you today with a very special interview. I'm really pumped because on the line I have a superstar in the fitness industry, Kyle Brown from Fit365.com. Kyle, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today and welcome to the call.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here to help out and help our fellow fitness enthusiasts live the life they want.
Awesome. Well, I'm really excited to be speaking with you again. And to be honest with you, I've been looking forward to this call all day. But before we get cracking on some of the questions, why don't you start off by introducing yourself and giving us all a little bit of your background?
Well, my name is Kyle Brown. I've been a celebrity fitness nutrition entrepreneur since about 2001, when I got into the fitness industry as a trainer and started working with a lot of celebrities and pro athletes and rock stars and rap stars and all those fun people between San Diego, where I'm based, and a lot of work up in Hollywood. And then about 2003, I went back and I became a clinical nutritionist, knowing that nutrition was, depending on who you're talking to, 60, 70, 80, 90% of the game. And when I was doing that, I started studying ingredients. And as I became ingredient obsessed, I realized that most of the marketing stuff I'd learned about protein shakes was very, very far from the natural health industry, which I'd become incredibly passionate about. So that's kind of what kickstarted my journey.
Cool. Yeah. Over the weekend, you were actually telling me a really interesting story about your protein powder and how it came about. So why don't you just share with us a little bit more about why you decided to create your own brand?
Well, it's actually interesting. I was just talking to a really good friend of mine who's a pretty big leader out there, and he's like, wait a minute, this is actually your brand? This isn't just a private labeled product? And I'm like, yeah, this is my baby. I call it my first child. And the reason I came up with it is I had tried a lot of other products out there, and they either A, were chocked full of chemicals, the Splendas, the artificial ingredients, or whatnot, or B, they tasted like absolute chalk. And I've been drinking protein shakes since the early 80s when I had to wear a sleeveless shirt for basketball and the tank top, and I wanted to make sure I had the guns for the ladies. And so
that was the only reason, right?
Oh, totally. Absolutely. Somebody said drinking protein gives you muscles, and I was like, seventh grade basketball. I'm like, well, you know, that'll help with the confidence. So I started, you know, getting involved with protein shakes. And back then, they hadn't even really discovered the health benefits of whey, let alone grass-fed whey. And so we would choke down these soy protein shakes. And I still have some pretty vivid memories of just like plugging my nose and chugging it. And so I'd been selling all these other brands to clients. And as I learned that so many of these stories, like time-release protein, and, you know, all of these processes that they do to whey, like hydrolyzed and microfiltered, as I started learning that that was just all bogus, and it's just all ways to sell people ingredients at a lower manufacturing cost, I'm like, man, I could do better than this. So for me, what my intent was to say, okay, well, if I was to put together a dream product, it needs to have the best ingredients from around the world. So we went through every single thing that we would want in this, and then we had to search for the best of all of these. And as I was doing this, I had one goal in mind, which is why it took from 2003 to 2005 to put this thing together, which was I wanted it healthy enough that you could feed it to a little kid and tasted good enough that a little kid would drink it.
Oh, that's right. So, you were telling me about that on the weekend when you had your kids telling you about the tasting the protein powder.
Yes. So my daughter's been drinking this. She's 3 and a half. She's been drinking this since she was about 9 months. And my son right now is 11 months and has a little bit of it. And that was sort of the intent. There was just, you know, with the FDA not being involved with supplements the way that they should be, and now all these mainstream brands getting in trouble for things like arsenic in their shakes. And I start seeing what's out there. I'm like, you know, if this being a small family business turns out to be a will work for food business, I want to drink the best of the best stuff out there. So that was sort of the intent, is we wanted to put the best possible ingredients together from around the world. And it's, you know, it took 2 years. And then from then we spent a whole nother year in R&D when we made a little ingredient modification and a couple more improvements to it.
That's awesome. So when you say the best ingredients, what do you consider the best ingredients in the world?
Perfect. So the first thing is, with any dietary system, the closer an ingredient is to its natural state, the better it is for you. It's called the processing principle. So for example, whey protein. So you have whey protein that's from a cow that eats grains and soy, which is commercial whey. And then you have whey protein from cows that are fed grass, which is becoming a lot more popular now, grass-fed whey. So if you look at the different grass-fed whey's, there's a huge difference even amongst them. So a lot of the ones that are out there on the market are from cows that are United States-based, which means they're in places like Wisconsin, and most of the year they're eating organic grains and organic soy, which is not what cows are supposed to eat, because they're in, you know, areas that aren't growing grass, that are covered in snow. And then for the South Australia or New Zealand ones, you know, with you being an Aussie, as you know, the temperature is right year-round. But then of the grass-fed whey's, the closer it is where it's not a byproduct of cheese manufacture makes it even better for you. And what we have is like the closest thing legally you can have to raw organic, you know, beyond organic, grass-fed whey in its natural state, where it's kept all the immune benefits, which was kind of cool. It's one thing you'll see on my shake you won't see on any of our competitors, which is the actual immune numbers on there, all the glutathione precursors, all the things that are awesome for your immune system, which is pretty cool.
Oh, wow. So I mean, how do you get an immune number? I've never heard of this before. So this is really interesting.
So it's pretty cool. Basically, the way it works is there are two precursors to glutathione, which is your body's natural antioxidant, and are a few precursors. So everyone knows that blueberries and organic cocoa and green tea are good for you because they're high in antioxidants. Well, the two ingredients that we have is we have our grass-fed whey, which is a special type of grass-fed whey that's mostly sold through medical, and we have a grass-fed colostrum for the immune benefits. So the three things that are on our nutrition facts panel that you won't see on any of our competitors, especially in the retail route, are immunoglobulins, lactoferrin, and serum albin. Now, when a typical consumer looks at those three things, they'll say, well, what the heck are these? These are words I can't pronounce, so they're probably not good for you, but it's the exact antithesis of the truth. The truth is, it'll show the quantitative numbers of these, which are really high numbers. So when natural health people look at these, they go, wow, this is incredible. So in really high doses, these are all the precursors for things that help raise your body's natural glutathione levels, which is your body's master antioxidant. It basically makes a blueberry look like a speck of salt in the ocean in comparison.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. How cool is that?
It's awesome. It's basically like you're making food in powder form that is just awesome for your body, much more than side effects, it's side benefits, which is great. So.
Yeah. Well, now I can see why it took you 3 years to source the ingredients.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, where did you end up finding the ingredients for this? This is insane.
It was so much work. And not only that, the thing that's crazy about it with this product is so many of these ingredients, you know, everyone's like, wow, you've been on the market 10 years. How come everybody doesn't know you? And it's because for the majority of those years, we've had to focus on consumer education. And consumer education only works if you have a giant budget. So, for example, if we're sitting out there, and at the time, think back to 2005, people are thinking coconut oil is bad for you. Nobody knew what grass-fed whey was. Organic cocoa didn't mean much to people. Himalayan pink salt, no one knew what that was, and now it's got its own row at Whole Foods. So what's really cool is that now people are seeking out a product like ours. They know what grass-fed is. They understand the importance of nutritional quality, not just, oh, it's low in sugar. And they care about the quality of the ingredients that are going in their body. So it's just been such a delight to us to know that, hey, real food, real healthy food can taste incredibly good. And before, people thought it had to taste like chemicals and chalk in order for it to be effective. And they're starting to learn now that health food and living this lifestyle doesn't have to be this horrible diet, that healthy food can taste awesome.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I know, like, in the past, I've tried a lot of protein powders. And I think just growing up in the 90s and the 2000s and that, there was no choice but the chemicals and the commercial kind of protein powders. But
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, what are some of the biggest problems with those mainstream protein powders that you get at GNC or the protein shop? Or
Well, we will hopefully be at those places in the next little bit.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be very politically correct with my wording, but also just I always just try to put the consumer first and really help people out because I am one.
Sure.
And what I'll tell you is this, the first thing you want to look at is what is it sweetened with? I think that's always the baseline foundation of any protein shake. Mm-hmm. Most of them, you're going to see a couple different ingredients. One will say sucralose, and sucralose is a made-up word for Splenda. And you'll see a lot of places where Splenda will say the natural sweetener that tastes like, because it comes from sugar or tastes like sugar, which they are being sued by the corn industry for because it's not a fact. But they're keeping it in litigation because they're such a big company. So sucralose is not a natural, good, healthy sweetener choice, in my personal opinion.
Well, I agree with you on that. Totally. I agree.
Yeah,
there were a lot of the Quest bars I saw had sucralose in it. Like some of them did. And that really turned me off Quest bars. I mean, that with some other of the problems that existed. Yeah. Let's not go with this. It's not a Quest bar discussion today, but that was definitely one of the problems.
I would say when it comes to them, my mommy told me if I have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all, especially if the kid is bigger than you and can beat you up.
Oh, that's so good. She told me that as well, but sometimes I forget what my mom said. But it's all good.
So I'll put it this way. Anything that says the word sucralose in it, anything that says aspartame, which is like in diet soda, which awesome for cleaning toilets, by the way. But I don't consider myself a toilet. And then a sulfamine potassium. It'll say like ACEK basically for potassium. So if you see where it says a sulfamine potassium on something, that's found in a lot of protein shakes as well. And you'll think potassium, it's good for you. No, it is as bad as any of those other artificial sweeteners. If you are a natural health advocate, you would not want to be putting that in your body. And that makes up most products. The other problem is if it's not going to do that, they work on markup on costs, like manufacturing markup on costs. So, for example, stevia. So stevia in its natural state could be totally fine, natural, and okay for you. But it has a horrifically bitter aftertaste. So a lot of people will say, well, I had a stevia product that the aftertaste wasn't really even there. And what that means is that they have processed that stevia so much that they eliminated the bitter aftertaste, which basically means it's the farthest thing from an organic stevia. And again, with any food, the more you process it, the worse it is for your body. It's just like taking an organic apple and eventually you get this apple juice with sugar and things added to it and colors and filters. That's the farthest thing from the benefit of the actual real raw organic apple. Uh-huh. So stevia products have a terrible bitter aftertaste, which is why we don't use it. And if they've eliminated most of it, there's so much processing that has been done to that stevia that I personally would not utilize it.
Uh-huh. That's so interesting. I don't think many people, I mean, I didn't know that. So that's very interesting that it has such a bitter aftertaste.
Yeah, it's just a side effect of the plant itself, the stevia plant. And the stevia plant, it hasn't really been tested for safety much at all. It is natural, but so is cocaine. So for me, I try to go with sweeteners that have been heavily, heavily tested for 50 to hundreds of years within our products. So we use a combination of monk fruit, which is a natural fruit of the monk, which has tons and tons of side benefits and is great for diabetics. And then we also use an organic non-GMO erythritol, which has been tested on for food safety since the 1800s. It's just an incredibly healthy safety sweetener that passes right through you with, you know, out any side effects.
Hey, that sounds good to me.
Yeah. It gets a little complicated for the consumer, but the biggest thing that they should know also with any kind of shake is how does this product make your unique body feel? Once you try it, if it's making you feel pretty darn good, there's something to that with any kind of food you're putting it in your body.
Yeah, I agree completely. And I think in the past, I've tried, like I said, a lot of different protein powders. And whilst they tasted great, the next minute I was in the bathroom. And that, I'm sure if you know anyone else here on the call has had a protein powder like that before, you know that everything just reacts differently in your body depending on, you know, your current health, but also your digestion and all these other things. So
exactly. And then as a side note with that, with our particular product, we put 5 billion live probiotics in there. So if somebody is becoming more regular from our product, that's usually actually a great sign, because probiotics and gut health is just essential. Really, the essential to almost all health is health that started in your gut. So to be able to get those 5 billion good, healthy flora in your body is a nice little add-on that we made sure that it's just so much more than just a protein shake.
Yeah, absolutely. I found that interesting that you had the probiotic in the protein shake, because I've never had probiotics in a protein shake before.
It's brand new. We just added it. And the reason we did is I've wanted to add probiotics since day one, but we finally just found a company, which of course, every decision we've made on the ingredients has been find the best product regardless of the price. And we found a probiotic that can handle the room temperature issue, which typically with probiotics, if you expose them to oxygen and you open up the bag and air can get in, you kill off the probiotics. But we just found a really good reputable company that was able to find a way to basically get it that you can open up the bag and keep it on a shelf for up to 2 years, and it won't damage the probiotics even at room temperature, which is awesome.
Wow, that is fantastic. How cool.
Lots and lots and lots of work, and that's solely because we have the passion behind giving people good quality stuff. And that, you know, that to me is not a sales pitch. It's just the facts is that I drink this stuff, you know, twice a day. I give it to my entire family, all the way up to my grandmother was just in intensive care. And it was the coolest thing. I was kind of having a really rough day with our shake stuff and dealing with, you know, the typical, you know, stuff you go through with business. And I got sent over a picture that just blew my mind. And both my uncles are doctors and they were in intensive care. And I had just been in Michigan visiting my grandma. And they sent me over a picture saying that my grandma woke up and they tried to give her, you know, the typical Ensure stuff in the hospital. And she was lucid enough to say, absolutely not. And at 93, she just has this total badass picture of her holding my shake, drinking it. Like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here to 100.
Oh, I love it.
It was amazing. Amazing. It just gave me the chills when I saw that photo. And I'm like, this is why I do it. Right here in one photo, it speaks, you know, not 1,000 words, but 1,000,000 words.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. I mean, I had a shake yesterday and I followed your recipe on the back, like you said. And I must be honest, it was really, really delicious. Not only when I tried it, but then a couple of hours later when it settled very nicely with my body. So thank you for giving me some to try, Kyle. It was really tasty. But what is your go-to shake recipe when you go and whip up a protein shake?
Well, we do have a free recipe book that we give out. I have three go-tos, actually. I'll tell you.
Oh, see, you're changing the question here.
You asked for one, I go with three. And the reason I'll say that is I'll give you, well, two real go-tos and then one little funny one.
Okay.
The two go-tos, my typical shake will do either chocolate peanut butter banana or almond butter or nutso I use. And kind of make it like a chunky monkey. So I love that one.
Americans love this. You know, the peanut butter with the chocolate and the banana.
It's killer. It's because we evolved from monkeys. No, yeah. Oh, man. If you are uber, uber religious, I will apologize. Yeah. But I was just having some fun. but yeah, I think the banana is just killer. And with the vanilla, I like, obviously, you know, the typical berry recipes. But my favorites, in the early afternoon, I'll make a coffee one, typically, just the whole entrepreneurial plight of being up so many hours. I'll take a chocolate, like, with a little coffee and a little coconut cream, and I'll make a little afternoon one that's killer. And in our recipe book, actually, we have one that's a mudslide. With a little alcoholic on, you know, 21 and over only, of course, version.
Or 18 in Australia.
I was going to say, unless you're in Australia, and I lived in London for a year where the drinking age is, if you can stand up straight, you can drink.
Yes, very true. Very, very true. And, same in Australia, really.
Oh, gosh, yeah, yeah. It's probably a sign of toughness, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you're laughing all the way to the bank as the Americans are buying Fosters, right?
Yeah. Oh, goody, man. Let's not even go there, Kyle. That's an interview and a story for another day.
Yes. So I haven't come up with a good beer recipe yet, but I will definitely say with the Kahlua making it a mudslide, you're like, oh my God. But yeah, honestly, I keep it really versatile. But I'll leave you the last little quick one as far as my favorite recipe, which is actually helping out our formulation on our next shake flavor, which is at my daughter's birthday party, on her second birthday, she's now 3 and a half, I grabbed one of the York peppermint patties that we were using as a Minnie Mouse ear off of a cupcake, and I threw it in the blender with my chocolate, and I about flipped my lid. It was so good.
Oh, yum.
So we're working on a mint chocolate chip flavor right now. With, you know, the largest mint company in the world. So that tastes like mint chocolate chip ice cream because, man, oh man, that was good.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I can't wait to try that one. I am a Maggie huge York fan of mint. Patty. Oh, yum. Delicious. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kyle. It's been really, really, really great to chat with you today. And before we head off though, where can people find more information and get in contact with you?
The best thing to do is go to fit365.com. Contact us, and I'm sure through you directly they'll be able to learn more as well.
Yeah, you can just click a link down below here as well, folks. I'll have a link to Kyle's fit365.com.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Kyle. It's been really fun.
Excellent, and definitely make sure your people know if they have questions, we have answers. We care about every customer just like Disneyland, so reach out with questions. I'm here to answer every single one of them myself.
Yes, that's true, and that's awesome, and I totally love that about you, Kyle.
Awesome.
Great. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for being on the call. We're going to be back again next month with another awesome one, but until then, keep on rocking, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Cheers.